This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Deborah Wax, plaintiff appellant v. Sarah Vickers, defendant respondent, decided December 11, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in division Deborah Wax, plaintiff appellant v. No. SD38370, filed December 11, 2024, Sarah Vickers, defendant respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Phelps County. Honorable Mark D. Calvert, Associate Circuit Judge, affirmed. This appeal arises from a petition for ejectment filed by Deborah Wax, plaintiff, against Sarah Vickers, defendant. After a bench trial, the trial court entered judgment for defendant. Plaintiff appeals, alleging that the judgment is against the weight of the evidence and that the trial court misapplied the law. Neither contention has merit, because plaintiff failed to meet her burden of proving she had a superior right to possession of the premises. Therefore, we affirm the judgment. Standard of review. The judgment is presumed correct, and the party challenging the judgment bears the burden of proving it erroneous. O'Connell versus Deering, 631 SW3D 649 652, Mo Appenders 2, 2021. In this court-tried case, our review is governed by Rule 84.13D, and Murphy v. Karen, 536 SW2D 30, 31-32, Mo Bank, 1976. One on appeal. This court defers to credibility determinations made by the trial court. Ford v. Giovanelli, 660 SWW3D 467, 471-72, Mo Appen, 2023. No party requested findings of fact by the trial court, so we view the facts as having been found in accordance with the result reached. Rule 73.01c, Theroff v. Dollar Tree Stores, Inc. House, 591 SW3D, 432, 437, Motor Bank, 2020. In applying this standard of review, we must take into consideration which party has the burden of proof on an issue. Ivy v. Smith, 439 SW3D, 189, 206, Mobank, 2014. A trial court is free to believe all, some, or none of the evidence offered to prove a contested fact, id. Houston v. Kreider, 317 SW3D 178, 186, Moapor, 2010. We review questions of law decided in a court-tried case de novo. O'Connell, 631 SW3D at 652. Factual and procedural background: plaintiff filed the petition on September 13, 2023. In relevant part, the petition alleged that, 1. Plaintiff and her non-party husband, were the fee simple owners of real property located on North Maple Street in Rolla, Missouri, hereinafter, the property. 2. Plaintiff and defendant executed a promissory note, hereinafter, the note, whereby defendant was to pay the note each month. 3. Defendant had failed to pay the note for the past 12 months. 4. Plaintiff had made those payments and continued to do so. 5. Plaintiff made demand upon defendant to vacate the property. And 6. Defendant was in possession of the property without right or title and continued to withhold the property from plaintiff. The prayer for relief requested that plaintiff be restored to possession and that she recover damages and costs from defendant. The petition had 2 exhibits attached. Exhibit 1 was 1. All references to rules are to Missouri Court Rules, 2023, and all references to statutes are to RSMO, 2016. 3. A general warranty deed bearing the date of August 15, 2019, and naming plaintiff and husband as the grantees. Exhibit 2 was the note promising to pay First State Community Bank, the bank, the amount of $51,210. The borrowers listed on the note were defendant, plaintiff, and husband. The petition contained no explanation for why defendant was obligated to pay a substantial debt on real estate that did not include her name on the general warranty deed. A bench trial commenced on November 8, 2023. Plaintiff was represented by counsel, and defendant appeared pro se. Two viewed in accordance with the result reached, the following facts favorable to the judgment were presented at trial. Plaintiff and husband were defendant's mother and stepfather. Defendant had lived in another house in the country for 12 years before she was contacted by plaintiff and husband in 2019. They called defendant and asked her to move to town because they had found a house for her. There was no written agreement, con,